Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Emmerden of the Paulus Fathers. We Catholics think we know what the Eucharist is all about because we've come up with a description of how bread and wine is transformed into the body and blood of Christ, seemingly by magical words uttered by only a priest. We can know the description, we can know the definition, but I think over the past 2,000 years, we haven't come close to really understanding and experiencing what Christ is in the Eucharist for us. There is far more than transubstantiation taking place. There is a transformation taking place of the entire gathered community of faith coming together and being transformed into the very body of Christ for others, to be the body of Christ for others. We literally become what we eat when we gather for the Eucharist. The key to understanding today's Gospel from St. John is to see what's happening, and the key isn't the huge crowd that's descending upon Jesus, but rather the key to this Gospel is Jesus' concern for this crowd. He says in almost sighing terms out loud, "How in the world are we going to feed all these people?" The disciples aren't much help because they simply point out that they're not rich enough to buy enough food for all these people to have even a little bit to eat. The key to the Gospel is a small boy who is in the midst of that huge crowd. He's coming toward Jesus like so many others that day, but he's coming toward Jesus with eyes wide open. He is simply flabbergasted in wonder before the presence of Jesus. He is so full of hope that nothing seems impossible. And so he offers his little gift to Jesus and the disciples, 5 barley loaves and a couple of fish, and he gives it all to the disciples and to Jesus. I think it is this young boy's hope that made it possible to feed the 5, actually more, well over 5,000, including women and children. We often come, like the crowds, weighed down by all kinds of concerns, maybe about where we're going to eat, how we're going to pay the bills. We tend to worry about the homeless, we worry about those who are hungry, and all the issues, climate change, all the other huge issues that beset us, and we come kind of dragging ourselves to church. And so I have to ask the question, when was the last time that we've come to church with eyes wide open, so full of hope that nothing seems impossible at all? When have we come to church ready to be transformed into the very body of Christ in service to others, bringing our simple and sometimes inadequate gifts, but our gifts nonetheless, we're willing to give it all so that others may not only live, but thrive? Definitions will get us nowhere, and doctrines will not save us. The only thing that will save us is our wild abandonment to hope in the risen Christ, to do our small part, one random act of kindness at a time.